وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to another episode of this program for humanity. Now we are discussing the traits that makes the human being slip away and deviates from the true path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have many traits that if we indulge them long enough, they will get us in a lot of trouble with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes even with the law itself. So understanding these traits is absolutely vital and important. So when it comes to the human beings, when it comes to our fellow human beings, be it in our country, be it in a different country, we have to also keep that in mind, that we have other guests in this world, or at least in our house, or what have you. You're not alone. So you need to maintain your akhlaq. You need to observe these bad traits that you have. One of the traits that the Quran mentions is ghurur and ya's, having too much pride in oneself and also falling depressed and going towards despair. So one could fall on either of these spectrums if he does not maintain himself. So Allah, when he talks about the human being, he says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ, as for the human being, إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. If that human being, he gets whatever he wants, Allah would not trial him. Allah would give him na'mah. He says, oh yeah, God is, you know, favoring me. He has this upper, he thinks he has this upper, you know, notion that God must, you know, give him whatever he wants. So it says, akramahu na'amahu fayaqul rabbi akraman. Yeah, God is so great to me. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ عَلَيْهِ فَقَدْرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ. So he will contribute poorness to Allah. That's how he explains it, that some people try to blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their faults. So he's رَبِّي أَهَانَنِ, he has, you know, degraded me. So then we become like directly talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying to have a feud with Him. Allah says, no, I have nothing personal with you guys. The only problem is, كَلَّا لَا تَكْرُمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ, you're not generous to the orphan. وَلَا تَحَرُّونَ لَطَعَمِ الْمِسْكِينِ, and the food for the poor. You don't support each other to go and feed the poor. Or even if the poor has money or has food, you're not even help them there either. And then he says, وَتَأْكُلُونَ التَّرَاثَ أَكْلًا لَمَّا وَتُحُبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. Surely, when it comes to wealth, when it comes to power, you guys just get angry for that. And the more we have these powers, when it comes to wealth, and when it comes to fame, and when it comes to position, then what tends to happen is that we become too prideful. And being too prideful, will cost me a lot. So I have to be very careful. Now, before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So, pride is a devastating trait for the human being. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he says, when he read this ayah, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem? Oh man, what made you go against your Lord? What made you think less of your Lord? What made you so much pride and prideful because of what your Lord has given you? Why? Whatever you have, it's because of Allah gave it to you. So he says, أَدْحَضُ مَسْؤُولٍ حُجَّةً وَأَقْطَعُ مُغْتَرًا مَعْدِرَةً لَقَدْ أَبْرَحَ جَهَالَتِهِ بِنَفْسَهِ. He says, a person, when it comes to this ayah, مَا غَرَّكِ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, is this person is like, when it comes to his hujjah, when it comes to his evidence, it will be rejected. And when it comes to his ghurut, his pride, it's not something that people would excuse. And he's just shown himself to be an ignorant. That's what the Imam says. So being ignorant and being not aware of ourselves and having too much pride, it could in fact cause me and you plenty of harm. So we have to be very careful. The other thing that we have to be also careful when it comes to ourselves is arguments and debates as well. So I'll keep it very short. So Allah says, أَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Don't the human beings see that when we created them, they are constantly going against us, they are constantly arguing, they are constantly fighting. He's always a khasimun mubin, he's always a very known enemy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if he's trying to take revenge on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not understanding that he's losing because his life isn't declined, right? And then the hadith says, خَلَقَهُ مِنْ قَطْرَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مُنْتٍ فِيمَا يَكُونُ خَصِيمًا مُتَكَلِّمًا بَلِغًا. Allah created man from a speck of sperm. And then that speck of sperm has the audacity to come and become the opponent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be very careful when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us things and He bestows things upon us. We have to be very careful not to use it for transgression, not to use it to harm ourselves, whether it is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or whether it is against our fellow human beings. Now we will conclude here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa alin nabiyil azim. اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.